The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee. This comes just 2 days after former President Donald Trump was injured in an assassination attempt. We'll hear about what organizers, participants, and Milwaukeeans are thinking. It's Monday, July 15th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Also coming up, Milwaukee police have recommended felony charges in the case of a man who died while being detained by security guards at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. A faculty committee at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse has recommended firing former Chancellor Joe Gao. And a set of policy plans for Trump's second term has become an issue in the 2024 election. Republicans say the talk of Project 2025 is overblown. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has asked that allowing firearms as part of the soft perimeter of the RNC this week be reconsidered. The request was made Sunday, a day after the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The convention starts today in downtown Milwaukee. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Governor Tony Evers' request was made with the Secret Service, but a Secret Service spokesperson says the agency has no control over banning guns. Wisconsin law allows concealed carry and open carry of guns. Local governments cannot enact stricter gun laws than the state's laws. Democrats have announced they'll be in Milwaukee during the Republican National Convention this week to focus on what's known as Project 2025. That's a plan developed by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. It calls for a long list of policies that would strengthen the executive branch, deport millions of immigrants, and curtail abortion access. Former President Donald Trump recently said he has nothing to do with the plan. And Brian Schimming, who chairs the Wisconsin GOP, argued that Democrats are overemphasizing its importance.
The Democrats want people to believe that this is, you know, this is some part of our platform or part of where President Trump is, but it's not. And they can sit and insist on it until they're blue in the face, but they're doing it for their reasons, not for our reasons.
Democrats argue the plan shows what could happen under Trump. Schimming says it doesn't reflect the official party platform. Milwaukee police have referred four felony murder charges in the June 30th death of Devontae Mitchell. But as Evan Casey reports, it could be weeks until a charging decision is made.
Mitchell died outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Milwaukee after being detained by four security guards. His family's attorneys say the guards beat him. The hotel operator said the employees involved were fired. Kent Lovern is Milwaukee County's chief deputy district attorney. He said a charging decision could come in, quote, several weeks. But Mitchell's sister, Naisha, says that's too long.
I think that is, you know, absolutely ridiculous that it's going to be taking weeks for them to make some type of charge, to make some type of arrest. You know, yeah, they fired these employees, but that's definitely not enough.
Milwaukee police said Mitchell caused a disturbance in the hotel and fought with security guards. His family said he was having a mental health episode. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A small town known as the birthplace of the GOP hopes to lean into its history to attract visitors during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Ripon is home to the Little White Schoolhouse. It hosted a historic meeting in 1854 that led to the creation of the Republican Party. The schoolhouse has been maintained as a local museum. David Sackerson is with the Ripon Historical Society. He says the schoolhouse has long been a point of pride for the community.
This little town had some serious national significance.
But he also says today's Republican Party is very different from the one that fought slavery.
If the Republican Party of 1860 were around today, modern Republicans would consider them radical leftists.
The Ripon Chamber of Commerce will be at the convention in Milwaukee with a 1/3 scale replica of the schoolhouse. They hope it helps draw people to the community. A faculty committee at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse has recommended firing former Chancellor Joe Gao from his teaching position. As Hope Kerwin reports, the charges relate to online porn videos made by Gao and his wife.
The committee of five faculty members voted unanimously to recommend Joe Gao's dismissal from his teaching job on charges of unethical conduct related to his involvement in online porn. Gao was fired from the chancellor position in December following the discovery of the videos. Members wrote in the report that Gao's, quote, most serious misconduct was his public response to the matter. They say Gao exploited his faculty position to generate additional interest in his videos. In an interview, Gao said he did not regret his actions.
I wouldn't change anything. And, you know, I think this is very unfortunate that people who say that they support free speech and free expression are clearly hypocrites.
The committee's recommendation goes to new UW La Crosse Chancellor James Beebe. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Republicans say their political convention is moving forward with no major changes, but all eyes are on the security preparations for the event. In Milwaukee on Sunday, most people told WPR reporters they trust that law enforcement will keep the event secure. That's coming up right after this break.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
The Republican National Convention is moving forward in Milwaukee this week, but under circumstances that would have seemed hard to imagine just days ago. The Saturday assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump was at the top of people's minds as they arrived in the city. As Margaret Faust reports, many remained confident about the event, while others were uneasy.
By Sunday night, fencing about 8 feet high wound its way dozens of city blocks, marking off the security perimeter for the Republican National Convention. The massive perimeter, mixed with security barricades, made it feel a bit like a maze. GOP delegates were getting ready for an event that is, under normal circumstances, a party. This year, despite the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, state GOP chair Brian Schimming says the event will go on as planned.
This is probably one of the most secure areas on the face of the planet right now. We have thousands of law enforcement agencies from all over the state and all over the Midwest here, and I think they're doing a great job. I really do.
Faith in federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies seems strong among the Republican delegates wandering around the grounds. Rhonda Villamont-Smith is a delegate from Oklahoma.
We're here to celebrate President Trump, the party, to have a great time. I refuse to live in fear, and so I'm going to trust that the officers are doing their job.
Up the street, the Utah delegation hosted a meet and greet on Sunday. Delegate Brad Bonham was among those mingling. He says his perspective on security has changed since the assassination attempt, but he knows a lot of careful consideration went into the security plan.
I think the spotlight's going to be on Milwaukee, and I don't think they're going to mess up. You know, I mean, this is, they've allocated a lot of time, effort, and resources to making sure this is a safe and secure event.
Even though circumstances have changed, a group opposed to the RNC still plans to protest outside the security perimeter today. Omar Flores is co-chair of the Coalition to March on the RNC 2024. He says he's not concerned about higher tensions or the possibility of violence.
This is something that we've always been prepared for. Again, you know, we prepare for the worst, but we're expecting the best.
Not everyone is so confident. Courtney Robel works at a hotel across the street from Fiserv Forum, the main venue for the RNC. She says she trusts the Milwaukee Police Department and the Secret Service to some degree, but she's unsure if people can peacefully coexist.
Milwaukee already has gun violence issues, and I do worry about big crowds of people, and politics can really bring out the ugly in people.
Many political leaders nationally and in Wisconsin are asking Americans to turn down the temperature on heated rhetoric. Reince Priebus is the chair of the RNC host committee. Speaking on ABC News' This Week, he said this is a moment to find unity in the American spirit.
When people don't care about their own life, and they don't care about someone else's life, I mean, we got to you know, we've obviously got a problem that somehow or another we've got to address.
But Priebus, who said he spoke to Trump, made it clear that the former president wants to move forward with the convention. He says Trump is bringing an unwavering attitude that will energize the crowd.
This convention is going to be epic. And we have a president, obviously, through tragedy yesterday, and we had loss of life and hopefully no more. But he is ready to go.
The security perimeter will remain around the city's downtown until late this week. Trump is scheduled to formally accept the GOP nomination on Thursday. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's today's podcast for this Monday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Mentzer and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care.